Thursday morning buses will gather with us here at Olivet Missionary Baptist Church at 8:30 a.m. at Muhammad Mosque in Oakland, 8:30 a.m. in several other locations. Call us. You can go to the websites that brought you here for more information about the road to Sacramento. While we're standing, we will pray. I can ask my Archbishop to help us to make the closing prayer, and we will be honored to give God the praise.
Praise God, family. Praise God, family. Put your hands together and praise God. Feel our hearts burn within us as the minister broke from the prayer of life to us today. Great God Almighty, we got to keep the victory thing happening. And as we come to the close, I want us to be reminded that this Thursday, all roads lead to Sacramento. We're going where they plan the mischief, where the laws are made. Three strikes and gang enhancement laws. We're going to bust all that up, and we're going to charge those legislatures up there and let them know that the people of the Bay Area are sick and tired of them making laws against us without considering us as a part of it. And you've got your own self to blame if we don't go up there and knock on that door. Let Governor Swatter Nigger know that Swat Niggers is over with. They're going to have to recognize us for what we're really about, and we're about truth and justice. Now, it's so important that we take something away, and we have such great speakers tonight that preceded the Minister Farrakhan. These Christian brothers here from Oakland said some powerful things tonight, and we need to hear in our hearts when we leave here. Let's not let the word escape us, the word unity, the word of coming together, because the division is not just Muslim and Christians, it's Baptists, Episcopalians, atheists. But it's whether or not you have a moral compass, whether or not you're a principled person, and whether or not you're tired of the injustices that are being perpetrated against us as a people. How do we feel? We ready to go to battle?
Yes, sir.
I heard Brother Zachary say we need some foot soldiers. Huh? We need some people on the front line. Thursday, Sacramento is the goal. It'll be a bus right out here, is that right? At 8:30, it'll be a bus here. It'll be one in East Palo Alto. It'll be a couple in San Francisco. A caravan for justice. Can we say that? Caravan for justice. And I am Oscar Grant. All right, praise God. That's what I've been asked to pray. I want to acknowledge that David Hilliard is in the house, one of the founding members of the great Black Panther Party. Praise God. We got our brother here, Brother Richard Brown. The San Francisco H still on the front line for justice. We're going to tell Schwarzenegger he's the same man that killed Cookie Williams. We ain't forgot about that murder. So let's go and let's take our anger, and most of all, let's take our love, which is supreme, and get on this highway and let these folks know that we are sincere in our effort to make things happen. So I'm closing with prayer. Is there something else? Oh, yes, yes, Reverend, we want the Reverend sister here to say something. We were fortunate to have her. Sister Denise Johnson, she has something she wants to share with us. It's all that her husband is here. Can we greet her by saying amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Just a minute. My son was Gregory Johnson Jr. He was a sophomore at San Jose State University. On November 22, 2008, the San Jose City Police found him dead in an office chair in the basement of the Sigma Chi fraternity. We were not notified until 9:30 that night. That happened at 2:45 in the afternoon. At 9:30 that night, even though the police had found him dead in an office chair and homicide was not called, They came to the Clear Lake Police in Lake County, where we live, came to us and told us that he had committed suicide, that he hung himself. We went immediately, when we could go and see him 9 days later, because they would not let us identify his body. They only showed us a black and white photograph of him. We went to the mortuary, Jones Mortuary in Laurel Lake, California, and we took pictures. Greg didn't have a bruise, not a ligature mark, not anything to indicate that he had hung at all. I was told by an attorney the only way he hung is if he was already dead. That's the only way you don't bruise. They say that he hung himself with an extension cord. In the autopsy, it says they have two different extension cords. They have 16 and a half inch and half inch wide marks on his neck. They have a 17 inch mark on his neck that was an inch wide. We have pictures. The DA asked us for our pictures. We forwarded our pictures to the district attorney because we know the coroner has none. This is a travesty of justice. I know you haven't heard about it, and I know you wonder why we haven't told you about it, because it took us 2.5 months to get the autopsy. 2.5 months. This is a cover-up by the Santa Clara County, San Jose State, the City of San Jose, the San Jose State Police Department, and I want to tell you that Paul told the jailer, don't harm yourself, when he found out he wasn't in control. But we are all here. We're here for Oscar Grant. We're here for Gregory Johnson. We are all here, and we are all here together. God bless
you. Praise God. Of a suffering mother making something come good from that loss. And I know that there are many of us that can line up and tell these same kind of horror stories, but it's time for us to deal with that. Now, there was mentioned to us that there's a planning for the Oscar Grant birthday celebration. Send your email to joinkate@gmail.com. That's joinkate@gmail.com. 4 o'clock this Saturday, I want to see everybody here return to this spot. Now, you hear me? I thought the minister said that this ain't not about a solo, but we're going to need a choir. We got to lift up the voices of the community collectively. And beloved, we can't get weary in well-doing. And you don't just get points for showing up. You got to show out. All right? And so 4 o'clock. And now again, we're saying Thursday. How many going to Sacramento? Let's just get a poll and let's see. Can't you see how they're going to be acting when all of us fill up the halls of Sacramento with some real intelligence, some unity, and some love? Praise God. So we're standing on our feet and we're looking to be thanking you, God, that you have been faithful to your word. Where you said, where there are two or three gathered in your name, that you would be in our midst. We feel your presence today, and we thank you for the words of truth that have been spoken and for the ears that have received. Let it settle in our hearts and let it grow, that our faith might increase and our doubts might decrease, might even multiply our love for thee and for one another, that in all things, moving together of one accord and of one spirit and of one mind, that we can fulfill that which you have called us to do. The victory is ours if we claim it. In your name, let us depart in peace in the name of the one God. Amen. Amen.